are indeed tuned into CHO 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia in Canada. My name is Andy Resto, and this program is called The Burrow. It's on every Monday, 3 until 4 p.m. Joined this week, guest host, Ace Martins. How are you doing?
Hey, Andy.
Hey.
I'm good.
Welcome back.
Okay, thanks. Thanks. Right.
Exciting times always when you're in the studio.
Yeah.
And you're nice. Corduroy?
No, I brought a, it's just a regular sweater made out of cotton or wool, maybe. I don't think it's wool. I think it's cotton. It's not itchy.
It doesn't shrink. Okay.
Well, but I also don't dry it. I don't dry most of my clothes in the drying machine. I just hang them to dry.
I had to do that for a long time because I didn't have a dryer, but I thought it was kind of awful.
Oh, no, I like it.
Because you have to plan a day ahead. Whenever you do laundry, it's a 24-hour process.
Well, exactly. So you need to have a certain amount of shirts, etc.
Mm-hmm.
When
you only have a four-day rotation, you got to be tighter than 24 hours on the turnover.
Just a regular sweater, and I'm wearing jeans, blue jeans, and a jean shirt.
Canadian tuxedo.
Canadian tuxedo. If I was wearing a jean jacket, it would be a Canadian tuxedo.
Okay.
So I'm more like Canadian informal.
Mm-hmm.
I have some new sneakers I got on, some new...
Oh, yeah, I noticed that. They're not the pumps.
They're not the pumps.
The pumps are a hit, though.
The pumps, but, you know, worn-out sneakers don't impress anybody.
Actually, so, they're kind of dirty.
Nothing feels like looking fresh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
I'm here. I have clean clothes. Mm-hmm. And ready to do a show Andy.
Great. It's great for me because you brought the whole playlist.
I did.
It's going to be smooth sailing for me. I'm just going to give my, as most people would know, asking for my opinions and thoughts on things is always going to be fruitful, always going to be valuable to mine the gems, the pearls of wisdom,
the wisdom
that I have to give. And so you have a theme. You brought along a theme. It's going to be an odd playlist as far as what sonically, but your theme.
Or it won't be. It won't be. Because I think everything's connected.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the theme.
Yeah.
So the theme of today, drumroll, is influence. I want to talk about both conscious influence that you're aware of, and unconscious influence that you're not aware of when you're making music. And to start the tale, I've been really into this new Chastity Belt record called "I Used to Spend So Much Time Alone." I think this record's fantastic. I've listened to it basically on repeat for the last 2 weeks.
But you said that you wouldn't care to see it live.
No. Well, initially, maybe that was my first response. Mm-hmm. I thought there was something that that felt a little backgroundy to me. But the more I listened to it, I think I was mistaking backgroundy with familiar. And there's something so familiar about this record. And I tried to do a bunch of research last night on how old the members of Chastity Belt were, but I couldn't find it. But I guarantee you that they are exactly my age or thereabouts.
Okay.
Because the record sonically feels like the last year of high school, which I think is a really forming time in your life in terms of musical development. Like, big things are happening in your life. It's like, you know, the music that you listen to.
Not necessarily in your life, but
as
musically,
a music liker.
Yeah.
The songs you play with your loved ones
or your
lack of loved ones really form your musical taste, I think. So in making some assumptions about the members of Chastity Belt, and we know what assumptions make you and me, but I'm going to guess that they're all about 30 years old. So this record, I don't mean any of this as a detractor, but it sounds like all of the records that I listened to when I was in grade 12, if you like put them all into a pot and dumped out the mix of Radiohead and Coldplay and Nine Inch Nails and all of those bands that were really super popular when I was in the end of my high school. So I'm going to play a song off the record that I really enjoy. It's called 5 AM. And I want you, Andy, to listen to this song with the thought of where its unconscious influences or conscious influences may have came from. So here we are. Chastity Belt, 5 a.m.
forgot that that was the one with the noisy ending. Okay.
Whew. What a tune. It just
keeps going.
What a tune.
You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM, joined this week by Ace Martins.
Hello.
Themed playlist from Ace this week of influence.
Influences. Influence.
And that was Chastity Belt from Seattle with their new record, I Used to Spend So Much Time Alone. The song's called 5 a.m. Now, so that the ending of that song, so you were playing that full record before and listening through it. It's, I don't know. On first listen, it's just not meaning this in a negative way, but monotone. But like almost intentionally so that you're getting a certain like I think of like purplish hues when you're listening to it the whole time. So there's a feeling to it. I don't mean in a negative like oh it's boring, but
well,
I mean
it's
like
consistent,
they
I think,
they have a consistent sound to where that kind of noisy ending almost seems unnecessary and like why did you throw that in?
Like I said, I've been listening to this record on repeat, and it was actually my partner Sarah who pointed out to me that the chorus of this song sounded a lot like another song, and we'll get to that in just a minute. But now I don't think that it's a case of Chastity Belt. Ripping off another artist at all. I think it's a case of unconscious influence. I think that guessing at how the whole record sounds, I think there's so many, like I said, records from 2003 all over this album. The record I'm going to play next is not from 2003, but it's closely linked to that time period. I think that it's an unconscious calling back of a melody that's in your head that as a writer myself, you get these things like, oh, that sounds really good. Like, I've been sitting at home trying to write some music lately, and I don't know what your process is, but I sit there and just try to write it. And got quite far into a song before I realized that I was exactly writing 1979 by Smashing Pumpkins, but with worse lyrics. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't know if that happens to you ever.
But it's a weird, it's like, it's hard to know what comes first or like what the combo is, because there are two different sets of influences that are both broken down into two pieces maybe. So like you're talking unconscious and conscious, but those are in two different categories. So there's spiritual influence and then like sonic influence. So like what's actually happening, what gets manifest, and then what you're actually like is motivating it or informing it.
Yeah.
And that's the spirit, and that will also be influenced.
Yeah.
And then both of those could have conscious and unconscious elements to where like the manifestation, like what we're talking about, you both have, because then that gets further broken down, because you're going to have things that just because of what you listen to, that's what you start playing or that's what you're interested in learning. So when you first like learn guitar or whatever, you start learning those tabs and stuff of these songs. So you get used to playing that. But also then it's like physical limitations. If you're not that good at guitar, if you can't shred, you're not going to start soloing. Mm-hmm. And so then all of a sudden your song structure is going to revolve around something else. But then there's also the piece of like, well, I don't want to solo because spiritually I think that's ridiculous. And I think I'm looking for more stripped down songs. And I want a message to come across in a different way. And so then, but then also the sound is going to be one thing, like the only way like you're kind of like able to express yourself. But a lot of times, in my head at least, that's almost like secondary. That's like the secondary part. I'm more concerned about what's feeding it and motivating it and like the thoughts behind it. And the way it ends up coming out is kind of like, like, sure. But you can see why it would change. Like, I wouldn't mind it being something else. Like, it's like I don't listen to music. I don't care what the genre is, you know. And so, like, if I make something, it's going to end up sounding a certain way and I'm going to like that, hopefully. But I can also see how it could be something else. And that doesn't matter. But as long as, like, as long as when it's that something else, like say I then made like three chord pop songs, I want it to be informed for the same reasons. I want it that, want that to be because, oh, I want to sound like this. Oh, or I want to like get people to dance or something. Because for me, that's not the influence. That's not the important part of it.
Well, exactly. But I think also, I mean, and your style of music in particular is not something where you're going to rip off a lick or a hook or something. It's not right. going to show up randomly in your, because, well, right. in particular, your music isn't really like melodic mm-hmm. in a traditional sense. Right. I say lovingly, but you know, I think that there is the ability to have, like you say, like a spiritual feeling about music that you're creating, but also to have something that you have heard in the back of your head seep into what you're doing, mm-hmm. Without it being a direct nod necessarily. So, anyways, yeah. I think we'll play the next song. Which I think has pretty much the same chorus
as 5 a.m.
as 5 a.m. by Chastity Belt. So here we have old favorite.
Oh, this is classic.
Classic
tune.
This is
absolute classic. Oh. Everyone, all the kids love it. Everybody loves it.
This is Head Like a Hole by Nine Inch Nails.
Here on the Borough, CITR 101.9 FM.
Down before the one you serve, you're going to allergies are consuming me this season. The only time they don't seem to be bothering me is when I'm reading Discord or magazine. Check out the June edition. Features an interview with only a visitor, and also the Shilohs. You can find out how you can impact the music festival lineup diversity. What it's like living at the intersection of the queer and indigenous communities, and about how the tenants union is combating the rental crisis in Vancouver. Thanks to our advertisers, Timber Concerts, Mid Records, The Rio, Rastafest, The Rickshaw, and Live Van.
Ever heard of Pitch Perfect? UBC Acapella can sing on harmony in queue. Made up of 100 members across four choirs, the student-led club regularly performs on and off campus. Check out UBC Acapella on Facebook for more information regarding their Aca Amazing end-of-term concerts.
So, speaking of acapella and influence, joined here by Ace Martin's CHR 101.9 FM on the Borough, one of your passion projects is to make an acapella.
Oh, yeah. I would love to do
disintegration this. Record, yeah. The Cure Disintegration.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for some grant money to flow
in. Yeah.
But I think it would be a wonderful idea to recreate disintegration only using a single voice, including lyric. Like singing the lyrics.
You would do the lyrics?
From memory.
Oh, so you wouldn't just do sound for the lyrics, like, dun, 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 like you would do the
bass
line?
Well, the ones I could remember, yeah. So it'd be like,
pictures of you.
Exactly.
It'd be incredible.
It would be a hit record.
Yeah.
I think.
So the theme brought by Ace this week is influence, and we got onto a industrial kick on the last set.
Started
the show Chastity Belt 5 a.m. then went on to Nine Inch Nails, had like a whole classic. And I do encourage you to go and listen to those two choruses back to back, the bow down before the one you serve part of Nine Inch Nails, which isn't necessarily the chorus, that's more of the bridge,
whatever.
But Chastity Belt chorus and 5 a.m. is actually on the exact same rhythm. And then we just heard a song by Ministry, Over the Shoulder.
So I wanted to play Ministry because, well, as lore has it, for the perhaps the less familiar with Nine Inch Nails fans out there, Nine Inch Nails reportedly got their name from a quip that was made in concert by the lead singer of Ministry. Who was referring to his own music as sounding like Nine Inch Nails being pounded through your skull, I think is something what the quote is like. Okay. But then he went on, Trent Reznor went on, I don't know if you could tell where the Nine Inch Nails song ended and the Ministry song began, because he took a bunch of Ministry samples and Skinny Puppy samples and made a record that he wanted to sound exactly like Ministry did at the time, which is pretty hate machine. And Trent Reznor has admitted to just blatantly ripping off hooks and sections from Ministry and Skinny Puppy and putting it into pretty hate machine at the time. So I think there we have an example of a really direct, conscious influence that he was trying to recreate a sound that he really liked, and ended up with, unfortunately for the bands that he ripped off, a way hugely or more successful record.
But yeah, and then isn't it odd how like it's like they trail him and then he goes in front, like they have ropes tied to them, and then he goes in front and then pulls them along. Yeah. So then Ministry pretty much like we were saying, kind of goes metal industrial later, which is kind of this heavier influence that Nine Inch Nails was doing more than Ministry was. Right?
Well, like, no, kind of, no, not really. I think after Pretty Hate Machine came out, the industrial community reacted against it quite harshly because there wasn't any guitars on the record. Mm. So the record that Ministry put out after Pretty Hate Machine came out is very hard and has a mm-hmm. ton of guitars on it. And then Nine Inch Nails starts to bring more guitars in again and sort of following behind.
Yes, yeah.
But also at that point, the lead singer of Ministry, JP, whatever his name is, starts helping Trent Reznor produce.
Oh.
At that point. So oh. it sort okay. of, it does come around
yeah.
that all of a sudden he now finds himself in this community of bands that started out is something that he was trying to emulate.
Yeah.
So I find that really interesting, thinking about, you know, what Trent Reznor's influences might have been.
Mm-hmm.
And finding them so directly too. I think it's obvious, you know, I mean, it's hard to say, like, obviously he's influenced by David Bowie and
right,
et cetera,
right.
but who isn't?
Mm-hmm.
So the next couple songs coming up are also Trent Reznor related.
Okay.
So one is the sound that you hear at the beginning of Head Like a Hole is
oh.
sampled from this track that we'll listen to, which is a East African ceremonial folk song. And then we're going to listen to Skinny Puppy to sort of bring us back on our journey around the world to Canada. And we're going to listen to a song called Dig It, which Trent Reznor sampled directly on his song Down In It.
Okay.
So we're going to listen to two tracks that are feature on Pretty Hate Machine. Obviously influences to Trent Reznor. Oh, I guess I am DJing this party, so I
great.
Should hit play.
Here on the Borough, CHR 101.9 FM, this is an East African ceremonial song.
Oh! music, a band. Did you hear it? There's somebody here.
Annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival returns to Calgary this summer from June 21st to 25th. Discover over 250 bands, comedy, film, and art in more than 35 venues across the city. This year, the guest curator for the festival is none other than LABC and Godfather Flying Lotus.
West Coast hip-hop legend DJ Quick. Beloved metalcore pioneers Converge, Noise Rock favorites Cloud Nothings, Japanese post-rock four-piece Yano will be featured, and many more. Visit sledisland.com for details, travel deals, and to get your festival pass.
Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursday 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
You're listening to The Burrow on CHR 101.9 FM, broadcasting as always from unceded Musqueam territory, the University of British Columbia, joined by Ace Martins.
Can you dig it?
Execute, economic slave. Feel it, unearthly remains. Boils bitten, haggard, pick, vomit, kicking out. Okay, that was a Skinny Puppy with Dig It song. Dig It. And before I lose my train of thought, we were talking about the theme that you brought is influence. The whole episode is kind of based around Trent Reznor, which is odd. but anyhow, it's a topic of conversation. Skinny Puppy, clearly... Trent Reznor both used, as we were talking about, some of what they did, and they, you know.
And I think very possible that Ministry looked back on a band like Skinny Puppy, who was looking back on a band, like you mentioned, like Cabaret Voltaire, potentially Art of Noise.
Yeah. So it's interesting. Another aspect to influence is also, I think most of it is, so you start to like enjoy things, or but you're drawn to what you like, I think, somehow naturally. Like, a lot of it's not forced, but there are then points where you like force yourself to do something or force yourself to change something. And that's an interesting case with Skinny Puppy, because can you really do that when we were saying they really listen to the beginning of that song and it's like Def Leppard or something, but you're saying it's like a reaction against that kind of music, that you're trying to be alternative and harsh and like, no, screw
but it
rock
ends
and
up,
roll, but
it
actually
ends up still sharing elements
yeah,
of that.
It, huge elements. And it's just like, you know, so what, like, what's important? And I feel like sometimes you can get bogged down in trying this anti.
Well, I think it's a really important question as a music maker, and as a member of the like music community or whatever, is to constantly try to do something different, to not just settle into a particular sound, or not be too genre focused, but to diversify what you're listening to. I think we've got, even just between you and I think we both have maybe bands we both like, but our styles of music are really drastically different. And even though they may have similar points that we draw from.
Yeah. Do you have a wrap up as to why Trent Reznor is the focus of that?
Well, because I didn't want to get into Coldplay.
Yeah.
On the show. Yeah, so
yeah.
It was either Trent Reznor or Coldplay.
But it is also interesting because for, I guess, like our age group, you're a little older than I am, but similar kind of idea of him being kind of a focal figure of these diverging points. So he, especially for people who are into like underground or alternative music, I guess, that he's kind of a, you go one way or the other with it. And like, do you like trust Trent Reznor, and do you like follow what he's doing, or do you get into that and then realize, oh no, this other stuff is actually like more, and kind of go further beyond? And that then, like you were saying, really reaches to something like D. Bowie or something that has influenced so many people, but that brings you to a different time frame. It's just because our frame of reference starts with the 90s or whatever.
Well, yeah, but it's also important to note that, like, if you're going back to, like, Bowie or whatever, bands that aren't of the same genre, like, not Nine Inch Nails and Ministry, but take, like, Nine Inch Nails and Nirvana and Pixies and bands that are all sort of in Sonic Youth, like, contemporaries of each other.
Yeah.
All, you know, go back to glam rock as a strong point of influence, but yet they all sound very different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. It's your influences. It's your conscious or your subconscious influences and what you do with them.
Well,
in terms of creating. So we're going to play a couple songs more only. Perhaps we'll let it go afterwards. I don't know.
We'll see. Yeah. Jade is up next with A Little Bit of Soul. If she's on time, you will not hear us again. If not, we might wrap this up further, but we'll put the stamp on it now.
Yeah. I like
what,
that. A little pre goodbye, maybe.
Yeah. So, yes, how are we closing?
So next, I want to take it forward. I want to play a local band, Minimal Violence, who I think reached back to Skinny Puppy and Ministry when they were deciding what their songs were going to sound like. And then next we're going to play a band, Childbirth, which features one of the members of Chastity Belt. Yet sounds very different, to show a range of tastes and influences.
So we went down a rabbit hole, and then we're just going to jump back to the other side.
We're jumping back to the other side.
Just bloop. Yeah, that's okay. All right. I was going to say, well done. We're going to question that.
Well, it's fine. I only do this once a year.
It's all fine. We made it. Okay, great. Minimal Violence with Night Gym is going to be up next, and then Childbirth, I Only You as a Joke, and that will wrap things up. Jade is here. She'll be up next, A Little Bit of Soul. Thanks again for coming by.
Thanks, Andy.
As always, see you sometime in the near future. And we'll have another creative topic, I'm sure.
I look forward to it. I got a whole year to think about it.
Still no silhouette.